listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, Indie Week, news, culture, and commentary for Raleigh, Cary, Durham, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here's a quick reminder of what those NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Up first from the News and Observer, Stirs Cocktails Deliver, but the food can sometimes frustrate diners. This was published February 10th and was written by Greg Cox. Stir is located at 4242 Six Forks Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-8614, and they were rated 2.5 stars. Just inside the entrance at Stir, hanging on a plank wall above a pair of black leather Victorian camelback sofas, is a display of vintage ice-making tools worthy of a museum. Ice picks, tongs, chisels, even the long saws that were used in bygone days to cut blocks of ice from a frozen lake. The exhibit announces right up front that Stir, a stylish new restaurant and bar that opened last summer on the ground floor of the Bank of America Tower at North Hills, is all about the cocktail. Or more precisely, the ice in the cocktail. The bar's claim to fame is artisanal ice made with purified water, frozen in massive 300-pound blocks and cut, shaved, crushed, or molded into a variety of shapes. Each shape is chosen specifically to match the cocktails for which it's best suited. Crushed for a Hemingway daiquiri, say, and a single large rock for an old-fashioned. Most impressive of all, the one you'll tell your friends about the next day, is the ice sphere. Used in a select handful of cocktails, I had it in a barrel-aged Vivaux Cœur. The sphere starts out as a 2-inch cube that the bartender brings to the table along with an aluminum molding contraption. He places the cube in the mold, which he invites you to touch to demonstrate that it uses only ambient room temperature to do its thing. You watch amazed as over the next couple of minutes or so, the top half of the mold slowly settles. When it's done, the bartender removes a crystal clear sphere from the mold and proceeds to assemble the drink. It's a drink, I might add, that lives up to the show. The bar boasts more than 300 liquors, and it's tended by well-trained bartenders. Throw them a curveball that's not on the list of classic and house specialty cocktails. A dry botanist martini up with a twist, for example, and you can rest assured they'll deliver the goods. If only the same could be said of the food, which hits the mark just often enough to be all the more frustrating when it misses. The restaurant touts its oyster bar as a specialty and typically offers several East Coast varieties, from North Carolina to PEI. The dozen house oysters I ordered recently from James River, Virginia, were irreproachably fresh, but every single one was the victim of 2 egregious shucker crimes. The oyster was still attached to the shell, and the precious oyster liquid had been spilled. But Fried Oysters Casino, which inverts the traditional presentation by nestling plump, delicately battered fried oysters in shells lined with a garlicky bacon-spangled butter sauce, is a keeper. So is a rich, sherry-tinged crab bisque, garnished with an emerald swirl of basil oil, and pan-seared salmon cakes with just enough binder to hold them together, topped with dollops of citrus dill yogurt and pink curlicues of pickled red onion. The seafood-centric menu includes a separate section devoted to ceviches, among them a refreshing avocado and mahi ceviche, and a classic Peruvian green tiger's milk marinade. But an otherwise solid entree presentation of shrimp and grits is marred by a too salty shrimp stock sauce. venture ashore, and you'll get tripped up by the opposite problem. Too little salt on the burgers in a Tillamook Sliders. You're on more solid ground with a different starter featuring fried green tomatoes topped with house-made pimento cheese, green tomato relish, and cotija cheese. Then you stumble again, but just slightly. A surf and turf entree pairing of grilled house-cut filet mignon and homemade crab ravioli is solidly executed, but the stingy portion of just two ravioli per serving leaves you feeling shortchanged at $31.95. You recoup your losses with a dessert called chocolate candy bar, which is lavished, with pricey Luxardo cherries and Luxardo whipped cream. The multi-layered candy bar is cut into five sections to encourage sharing. So is the banana pudding cheesecake, though the cheesecake was unappetizingly dry when I tried it a few weeks ago. Apparently, I'm not the only one. General Manager Chris Brett says others have voiced the same criticism in sufficient numbers that the kitchen has since tweaked the recipe to make the cheesecake creamier. And given the proven track record of Square One Holdings, which owns the original Stir in Chattanooga, Raleigh is its second location, as well as the perennially popular Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill, it's a good bet that overall kitchen consistency will improve with time. In the meantime, may I suggest a cocktail for dessert? Stir is located at 4242 Six Forks Road in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-8614, and they were rated 2.5 stars. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls, Raleigh, a taste of New England seafood in North Carolina. This was published February 19th and was written by Ron Wynn. Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls is located at 4121 Main at North Hill Street, Suite 100 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-200-1845. As a former native New Englander, I can take my lobster rolls pretty seriously, and I certainly took them for granted when I lived up north. After living in San Francisco and then North Carolina over the past 20-plus years, I came to realize that they were pretty much a regional delicacy, given I rarely saw them served elsewhere. But time changes everything, thankfully. With Cousin Maine's Lobster first opening up a food truck and then a stall at the Morgan Street Food Hall, some of my cravings were satisfied. And now add one more lobster specialist to the mix, Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls. Located in the older area of North Hills near the Renaissance Hotel, Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls, MFLR, sits in a narrow little space on a corner of a building. Lots of plate glass windows and sidewalk seating. It's all counter order and pretty basic here. And the menu is pretty basic too, offering up a handful of classic New England seafood items. New England and Connecticut lobster rolls, lobster dressed in either mayo or butter, bisque, chowder, along with a handful of other sandwiches. Lobster rolls are offered in two sizes, the regular, $16, and the Bar Harbor, meat of a full lobster, for $20. The lobster is flown in twice a week from Maine to make sure it's as fresh as can be. Over the course of two visits, I've had a chance to try the loaded Bar Harbor lobster roll, Connecticut style, lobster bisque, and lobster cheese sandwich. The Connecticut style lobster is luscious, rich lobster covered in clarified butter on a toasted side-split hot dog bun. It's a classic take on a lobster roll and worth the calories. The warm, buttery bun plays off nicely against the lobster. Highly recommend their ooey, gooey cheese sandwich stuffed with lobster pieces and dipping it into some lovely lobster bisque. You can even order lobster on top of your bisque for some extra flavor. Service at Mason's has been decent, but given the counter service, it's not that complicated. All in all, I do like Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls and their seafood here. The lobster here is certainly pretty fresh, and what they're doing is right on par with what you might find up in New England. But let's face it, the small menu means you really have to be craving lobster to come here. And with a concept similar to Cousin Maine's lobster, you've got another good option to get your lobby on. Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls is located at 4121 Main Street at North Hills, Suite 100 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-200-1845. Also from the NC Triangle Dining blog, Thai at Main Street in Durham, a fun take on flavorful Thai cuisine. This was published February 12th and written by Ron Nguyen. Thai at Main Street is located at 317 West Main Street in Durham. Their phone number is 984-219-7444. Over the past decade, as the restaurant scene boomed in downtown Durham, it's an area known for great farm-to-table southern eats, beer, and burgers. But what was conspicuously missing was really good ethnic food. Over the past 2 years or so, that gap has slowly been filled by restaurants such as Viceroy, Indian, and Gorsha, Ethiopian, on Main Street. And now you can add one more to the mix, Thai at Main Street. Located in the old Dame's Chicken and Waffles space, Thai at Main Street opened in 2018, and I've been able to stop in for 2 dinner visits. So how are they doing so far? Not bad, with some room for improvement. Read on for the details. From out on Main Street, you'll clearly see their sign hanging overhead. Inside, the old Dame's space has been opened up, and there's a slightly tropical feel to everything. Dark wood planked floors, thin wooden chairs, along with some bright yellow and aquamarine on the walls as accents. It feels simple and humble, which is reflected in Thai at Main Street's menu and pricing. Thai at Main Street's menu covers the typical array of Thai cuisine such as larb, curries, and noodles, along with some house specialty dishes. Pretty much everything on the menu is under $20 and primarily in the under $15 range, which is really reasonable for this convenient location in downtown Durham. And while I'm a pretty good cook at home, Thai dishes always seem a bit complicated for me in terms of ingredients, so I love going out and eating their flavor-packed offerings. For starters, the larb is a great choice. Full of spice and flavor, Thai at Main Street pairs minced pork with thin slices of red onion, peppers, and I usually see the dish using chicken, so this version is a bit different than what I'd usually get. But given pork is a white meat, it pairs perfectly well with the flavors and spice of the dish. Like much of Thai cuisine, you get a mix of sweet, sour, squeeze of lime, and spicy, along with a lot of color. Thumbs up here. Another fun starter at Thai at Main Street is their street meatballs. Served on skewers, I believe Thai at Main Street is serving up the standard beef meatballs that you find in Asian cuisine and soups. The meat is spiced up with some sweet sauce and cucumber onion garnish, which makes for a tasty bite. A bit of surprise for me, I haven't seen this on many other Thai menus over the years. For the mains, the Massaman curry is a tasty treat. This mild curry uses a coconut-based broth. Massaman is an easy way to try the unique flavor profile of Thai cuisine, which usually mixes in savory, sweet, and sour. Love the cashews served up with the chicken slices. There's lots of flavor going on here. But do note that Thai at Main Street does slightly smaller portions, which is reflected in their lower prices for lunch. I would describe the portion size as Thai style versus American style. Their chicken pad Thai, which is really a foundational dish for me in Thai cuisine, was solid. Served with thin rice noodles, seared white chicken slices, with a bit of egg, scallion, and peanut garnish, it's a tasty dish, but not a standout for me. It seemed to be missing some of the tang and complexity that you usually get with tamarind in the dish. So I tried out a fried catfish with chili sauce, which was a generous portion of firm white fish in a crispy coating and topped with a slightly tangy red sauce. The broccoli on the side was nicely steamed, and the Thai basil on top is a nice touch. Service at Thai at Main Street is solid and friendly. They will get you in and out quickly. They also run some regular drink specials, so along with their decent menu prices, it's a good meal in downtown Durham for a decent price. But the flavors and execution could be better, so I'd put Thai at Main Street right down the middle for me in terms of Thai cuisine. But to be honest with you, there seems to be a good dearth of good Thai restaurants in the Triangle, so Thai at Main Street does a good job, but could use some tweaks and improvement to be great. Thai at Main Street is located at 317 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 984-219-7444. Next, from the News and Observer, Acacia Tree's menu contains authentic Chinese treasures and some surprises. Published February 3rd, written by Greg Cox. Acacia Tree is located at 101 Keybridge Drive in Morrisville. Their phone number is 919-677-1190, and they were rated 3.5 stars. Okay, I admit it. I thought I was pretty adept at navigating an authentic Chinese menu. Over the years, I've managed to navigate my way through the menus of more than 30 restaurants specializing in a variety of regional cuisines, mostly Sichuan, Cantonese, and Taiwanese, but also a few more obscure specialties like Zhang Ji's chili-ridden rendition of three-cup chicken and the dumplings and noodle dishes of Harbin. It didn't take Acacia Tree long to show me the error of my ways. Turns out, I'd been spoiled by all those bilingual menus at other restaurants. I hasten to add that most of Acacia Tree's menu is indeed bilingual, starting with the 24 or so specials listed on 2 dry erase boards just inside the front door. The printed menu, too, provides English names and descriptions of its regional specialties, Sichuan mostly, with a generous sprinkling of dumplings and other dishes from northeastern China, birthplace of husband and wife owners Zhao Wei Fu and Yan Zui. The menu also offers the obligatory selection of Chinese-American favorites, as well as a few popular dishes that the couple inherited when they bought the Korean restaurant Da John Kum 3 years ago. The couple, who had previously been part owners of Taipei 101 in Cary, changed the name and converted the concept to Chinese in October 2018. But they haven't yet gotten around to translating one page of the menu, which is printed entirely in Mandarin. Naturally, that's the page that most piqued my curiosity when I visited Acacia Tree for the first time last summer with my wife. I wasn't curious enough to order blindly, though, and our server, while eager to please, wasn't sufficiently fluid in English to translate. So I ordered from the specials board and the bilingual menu, which between them offered plenty of temptations for an adventurous palate. But not too adventurous, as I often do the first time I visit a restaurant, I stuck with dishes I was familiar with to get a point of reference. We started with Sichuan cold noodles in chili oil, which were exemplary. So were green beans, wok-fried to a blistery turn. Another vegetarian dish, listed simply as crispy eggplant, wasn't particularly crispy, but delivered the umami goods big time in a rich, earthy sauce. But the star of the show that night was sweet and sour fish, which turned out to be Acacia Tree's rendition of a dish also known by the fanciful name of squirrel fish. Named for its appearance, which is said to resemble a squirrel's tail, the dish features flounder fillet cut in a crosshatch pattern so that it fans out when fried, then glazed with a pineapple and red pepper spangled sweet and sour sauce. We had barely scratched the surface of Acacia Tree's offering, but it would be several months before I made it back for a second visit. I just couldn't get over the idea that the Mandarin menu contained hidden treasures. I kept trying to figure out a way to get at them. Then, after months of my wife hearing me dither on about how I should really be reviewing Acacia Tree and whether I shouldn't just go ahead and order from the menu I could read, my wife came to the rescue. "I have a friend at work who speaks fluent Mandarin," she said. "How about we invite her and her husband to join us for dinner and let them order?" Problem solved. The next weekend, Allison and Sam joined us for dinner at Acacia Tree. After a moment of confusion as to just which page of the menu I wanted help with, turns out if you look like Mandarin is your native tongue, they give you a menu printed entirely in that language, we were in business. Allison ordered Chinese style, no sequenced courses, dishes served as they're ready. First to arrive was Triple Delight, a vegetarian dish that lived up to its name with a toothsome trio of Japanese eggplant, green pepper, and potato covered in a garlicky brown sauce. Next came boiled fish fillet in chili sauce, which turned out to be a soup, and a very good soup at that, featuring bite-sized morsels of tilapia in a fiery broth riddled with dried red chilies, Szechuan peppercorn, labeled out at the table into individual bowls. We all agreed that the dry pot beef that followed the soup was a home run, a savory medley of lean, tender petals of meat, cauliflower florets, tender bamboo shoots, and loofah served on a hot iron plate, and pork-filled chili sauce wontons, which Allison noted was on her Szechuan-born father's favorite dishes, had us smacking our lips in appreciation of his good taste. A few days later, armed with Allison's translation of the Mandarin menu, I did indeed unearth a hidden treasure. Braised pork short rib with taro in a savory, sweet brown sauce. Think pork candy. Needless to say, I plan to keep digging. The daughter's owner, Lin Fu, works in the restaurant as a manager and server, and in a pinch, a helpful translator. She explained to me that the family is still refining the menu and completing its translation. In the meantime, the bilingual menu and specials board offer plenty to take Acacia Tree into a worthy addition to the Triangle's treasure map of authentic Chinese restaurants. Acacia Tree is located at 101 Keybridge Drive in Morrisville. Their phone number is 919-677-1190, and their rating was 3.5 stars. Next, a review from the Eat Raleigh blog, and also with Q. This was published the week of February 16th. And also with Q is a food truck located at 99 North Salisbury Street in Raleigh. They do not have a phone number, but their website is qyall.com, and that's spelled C-U-E-Y-A-L-L.com. And also with you. Those of us that grew up in the Christian tradition know this passing of the peace well. The practice of wishing your fellow congregants the spirit and presence of the divine. This ritual is not only where the new downtown barbecue food truck gets its namesake, but also its mission. And also with Q is a social enterprise between the First Baptist Church of Raleigh, where the truck parks Monday through Friday, and the award-winning barbecue team of Smoking Stories Barbecue. Barbecue is a celebration, whether it's the actual kind where you slowly cook something or just grilling out with your buddies. However, not everyone gets to be a part of the party. AAWC, the abbreviation for and also with Q, bridges that gap by using 40% of its profits to serve food to hungry neighbors in the community. In their first 3.5 months of operation, the truck has provided over 400 meals to those in need. David Withmans, the truck's smoker that despite its modest size is able to serve up heaps of smoked meat. The truck runs the gamut of offerings, and like any self-respecting barbecue establishment in North Carolina, it serves respectable pulled pork. But that's not where David earns his award-winning pedigree. Brisket is the truck's coveted meat. It's been hard for me to trust brisket outside of the Franklin barbecue experience I had a few years ago, but and also with Q's version is quality. But the brisket has been known to sell out, which In that case, there's ribs and a quality substitute for you to choose from. Both meats are doused with a thick barbecue sauce before serving. It gives the barbecue some sweetness, but is not overwhelming. And it's not like the meat needs it, especially the brisket. Raleigh has been anticipating its barbecue revolution as many of the area's prominent chefs and pitmasters have announced their opening of their various restaurants this year. But with, and also with Q, the revolution is already here, and it's not only good for you, but your neighbor in need as well. Again, and also with Q is a food truck located at 99 North Salisbury Street in Raleigh, and their website is Qyall.com, Cueyall.com. And before we go, we've got a few Friday fun food facts from March 6th. This was published on the Triangle Food blog. Caroline Morrison of Fiction Kitchen and Kim Hammer of Bittersweet are joining forces to introduce a gourmet plant-based dining experience called the Askew House at 110 Glenwood Avenue, in a house formerly known to North Carolina State Design School students and art lovers as Askew Taylor Paints. Don't freak out. Fiction Kitchen and Bittersweet aren't going anywhere. Both will continue to operate. This will be a 100% vegetarian kitchen with considerable vegan offerings. Askew House is slated to open summer 2020 and will provide two floors of dining with a variety of spaces available for rental. Ashlyn Smith of Spicy Green Gourmet Cafe and Catering has purchased Green Planet Catering and plans to operate business as usual, continuing on with Daniel Whitaker's vision of offering a substantial catering platform to businesses, venues, schools, weddings, etc. around the Triangle. Fuquay Brews, a new coffee shop slash bakery slash wine and spirits joint, is scheduled to open for business this Saturday at 400 Broad Street in Fuquay Verena. If you're not familiar with 321 Coffee, you should be. They are a nonprofit coffee shop that provides meaningful work experience to individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Currently, 321 operates out of North Carolina's Farmers Market Thursday through Saturday at 1202 Agriculture Street, and they are just $50,000 short of their fundraising goal of moving into a permanent space. They have raised $200,000 of their $250,000 goal in just 4 months. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. You've been listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.